Online.maryville.edu.
Don't mess with big box stores or unreliable delivery from out of state when it comes to the PPE that you need. Instead, work with Marco Bertarelli of family-owned local staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Masks, hand sanitizer, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Bertarelli has it all. They even cut plexiglass to your exact needs so your business can get back to serving the community. Contact Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply today by emailing Marco at BertarelliCo.com or calling 314-664-4
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Are you searching for someone that can help you market your business online? You need to call St. Louis Digital Media. Locally owned and operated, they are your one-stop shop for web design, search engine optimization, Google Ads, social media marketing, and more. We here at 590 have used their services for years and couldn't be happier. Get started today by calling St. Louis Digital Media at 314-200-5592 for a free consultation or visit them online at stldigitalmedia.com. The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
Are you looking for an easy way to sell your home? Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier can give you an instant cash offer. No showings, repairs, or hassles, just cash in hand. No wonder they're the top agents in St. Louis. Call the Gelmans today or go online to 590homes.com. That's 590homes.com and start packing.
This is Diana with Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. This year we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Don't mess with big box stores or unreliable delivery from out of state when it comes to the PPE that you need. Instead, work with Marco Bertarelli of family-owned local staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Masks, hand sanitizer, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Bertarelli has it all. They even cut plexiglass to your exact needs so your business can get back to serving the community. Contact Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply today by emailing Marco at BertarelliCo.com or calling
314-664-4005.
590 The Fan and TMA are happy to announce registration for our Lemmings Open Golf Tournament on Friday, October 23rd, presented by Michelob Ultra, GFI Digital, Dense Express, and STL Digital Media. Course and tickets will be $600, covering golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. The tournament will get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-served event. Go to eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today or click the link to register on the 590thefan.com homepage.
Ready. How about that big background orchestra? Thank you, Kate, the late, great Kate Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Too early.
Partners and here,
there's no
cranberries, strawberries, or blueberries.
That's the John Hadley, I believe, right?
Yeah, John Hadley.
That's when he was actually recorded at his other job as a produce vendor. He has a little cart, and he just walks through neighborhoods. Raspberries, yeah. Strawberries.
Time he had to cut it off when he said dingleberries.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the October 13th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Bertarelli. That's right, Bertarelli Cutlery and PPE. We're going to make sure that you know who these people are and what they do and what they offer. We'll get to all that. But first, let's see who is at the control board. I have no idea. I've been blindfolded this entire time as I take off the blindfold. Oh, my goodness, I see who it is. The man who lived in Great Britain for 19 years, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Behind the 6-inch thick coronavirus-proof glass, sitting with another guy who we'll introduce in a moment, is the man who's here simply because, well, he could have hit the road. That's really kind of what he does, but he didn't today for whatever reason. We're glad he didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or...
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Behind that same glass sits Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. And right now, just for a limited time, you can check out a home equity loan starting at 2.75% for the first 12 months. Plus, if you move your car loan to First Community Credit Union, they will give you $100. No holds barred. Nothing. You don't have to do anything. Just move your car loan, and you get $100.
I got an email from a listener that says, ask Dan, when he talks about his sponsor, how much would they give me at First Community if I brought my car loan over there?
Oh, they would give you $100. Who wrote that?
Well, it's a female, obviously. Angie. I don't know too many men named Angie. Angie, got to help me with this one. D-I-K-M-I-S-U-M. Angie, dick me some. Angie, dick me some from Shoveltown, Missouri. Thank you.
Well,
Angie.
Wow. Angie, First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
And I wish people could actually see. Oh, hi, everybody. People could actually see what goes on when we introduce Bill Cleveland, because Tim steps back from the mic and he's got his hands over his mouth screaming and yelling in the air. And
I close my eyes.
And Limey is doing the same thing. And Frank, I don't know. And I have no idea what any of us are saying.
No, we don't either. It's like speaking in tongues.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Something. And now to a man who juggles three jobs. One is head of research for this show, the large morning show in the afternoon. That in itself is a full-time job. There's a lot to research here. He's also our newsman. And his third job is nothing to do with 590 or any other radio station, because he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And just real quick, my favorite Richard Pryor skit is when he talks about the voodoo lady who lives down the street, and she's a big, heavy woman, and around her neck is a lucky monkey's foot. And by her side is a three-legged monkey, and that monkey messed with everybody but her.
I don't know that routine. I'll have to go find it.
Three-legged monkey. Hello, and thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Scott is a regular guest every Thursday on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on 590 The Fan, and Scott Sherman is the kind of lawyer who tells callers during his segment all the time, shoot me an email, and if I can't help you, I know a lawyer who can. Licensed in both Missouri and Illinois, the law office of Scott Sherman, he offers free legal advice to anyone who says they're AM and the PM. Just shoot him an email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. Once again, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and should not be made solely on advertisement.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
My son is in town tonight, next couple of days, with his girlfriend. He lives at Lake of the Ozarks, but he's in town tonight. When he comes to town, my wife knows to make salmon patties. He loves salmon. I do, too. Fried salmon patties. I think what goes in them is it's just salmon and then some cracker crumbs and there's a little bit of little bits of carrot in there. And I think she puts little tiny specks of something. What would that be?
Cheese.
I think that's right. I think there's just little tiny pieces of cheese in there, but I'm not sure. So looking forward to going home and eating one of only two things that my wife will make in the course of a year, salmon patties tonight. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limperest in the All Boy Orchestra? Yes.
I have a picture of her making scrambled eggs.
Oh, you know what? Would you put that on our Facebook page?
Sure, yeah.
Dan actually has a rare photo of my wife wearing two cooking mitts. This is a one-of-a-kind event and photo. Yeah, post that up there.
I have two photos. So the cooking mitts photo and her actually making scrambled eggs. So I'll put both of those up. Man.
You won't see this very often.
No.
We're brought to you by Bertarelli. It was Dracula Italian because the reason
I asked... No, it was Transylvanian.
Okay, but there's a similarity, like in Italian, and then he blood. I'm serious. Maybe Transylvania, is it near Italy? I don't know. But sometimes when I talk to the Bertarellis and Marco,
it's near Romania,
and we get into the whole Italian accent thing, it just hit me yesterday.
It's in Romania. Transylvania's in Romania.
Yeah, there you go. See?
So not Italy.
Yeah. There's like Transylvania County.
I'm telling you, there's a similarity there. If you ever listen to Italian, come on over to Italian. And then Dracula, I'm going to suck your blood. There's something there. Yeah. Well, they're not from Transylvania, the Bertarellis. They are from Italy originally. And they're in two businesses in one. That's the old Search commercial for people older than Limey. They're in the cutlery business. Now, one of the things that I forget what a wonderful retail store they have, but I was reminded today when I went back and looked at the video, and you can look at it again, too, if you haven't seen it already, facebook.com/AMandThePM or frankopinion.com. Watch the little Bertarelli video because I take you on a little tour of the retail store there on Marconi. And there's some great gift ideas. I know, it's not even Halloween yet, but let's just jump on in there because everybody else is. And there are people who shop early, get it over with, and then they don't have the stress, of going out the week before Christmas or whatever. If you're one of those people, head on to up to the hill or down to the hill, depending on where you're coming from, on Marconi, go in the store, and get somebody, even yourself, a fantastic set of steak knives or other knives or potato peelers or whatever from the retail store. You might also, while you're there, want to have the knives that you already own sharpened. They're pretty good at this knife sharpening thing, and they ought to be because they sharpen about 2,500 knives a day. And they do it right. Not like you do it if you sharpen your own knives. Oh, you may think you've got some slick knife sharpener you bought off a TV special, and if you act now, you get an extra knife sharpener. No, that's crap. That's not really... Those knives aren't sharp that you sharpen yourself. You'll see. Get them sharp by the pros at Bertarelli. Now, their other business is the PPE business, personal protective equipment. I'm sure that I'm not including everything when I sit here and try to rattle off masks, hand sanitizer, plastic shields for your face, plexiglass panels, isolation gowns, hand sanitizer, gloves. I'm leaving something out. But
temperature checkers.
Oh, that's right. I had to go through that this morning. Oh, it was yesterday. I had a visit with the cardiologist, and man, as soon as I hit the waiting room, that thing on your forehead to check your temperature. I bet I'll get it again tomorrow because I have to have blood drawn tomorrow. I know they'll do it there at the lab where you go.
I hope they use a red pen.
What? To draw blood?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
back to the Bertarelli commercial. Yes, they sell those. What do you call that thing? A temperature gun or something?
A temperature gauge or temperature, no, thermometer.
No, it's not really a thermometer. There's a name for it. What, you know what I'm talking about. You folks have had it done.
They sell red pens.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing.
So here's the deal, Bertarelli. PPE, all your PPE stuff. If it's just for you or if it's for your company, and your company needs thousands and even millions, you think that's an exaggeration? No, they have customers who buy millions of gloves.
Is that an exaggeration, million?
No, it's not. It absolutely is not an exaggeration.
Nice.
Bertarelli, where you won't meet Dracula, but you meet some very nice members of the Bertarelli family and everybody else who works there. Cutlery and PPE, Marconi on the Hill, BertarelliCo.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, South.
I love it when other stations copy what we do. I actually heard on another local station this song.
Really?
Being sung by another artist to introduce a segment, and I thought, well, thank you for that flattery. We love it when people have a yard sale copying ours, or try to copy it, or they do a segment on the law. It's so flattering, and we appreciate it so much, but nobody can come close to competing with segments like this one, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. Please check out Window World and everything that makes them such a fantastic company and it's such a great product at windowworldstlouis.com. Let's welcome once again Bill Cleveland. Bill, how are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much. So it's Tuesday. We're going to play a game. Before we do, I have to tell you something happened to me earlier today.
Do I need to keep score?
I'll keep score. Okay. I lost my keys while I was traveling around today. And I won't tell you where I was, but I'm going to mention it tomorrow. But
when you say keys, you mean actually keys plural, like a couple of keys, or you just...
Like
keys,
my keys?
Bread? No. Keys, not cheese. So we say that, lost my keys, and sometimes it's not even one key, it's a fob.
I have about... three keys and my car fob all on one little
thing. What are the three keys to your house?
House, car, because I started with the ignition, and then one to the back door.
You know, so. I do not and have not for years carried a house key. I don't have a house.
Really?
Key. No. I go in the garage.
What if your power goes out?
Well, there's a key hidden at the house, but I don't carry a house key. I have one buried. Somewhere hidden that nobody ever
somewhere
found. But I don't carry a do you carry a house key line?
I can just imagine walking around his yard with a shovel
tearing up
where
the yard.
Did I put that thing? You haven't carry a house key?
Yeah, I've got
Kim,
a house key.
Kim, you carry a house key?
Yes,
well, I guess I'm the odd one.
I'm broke. I live in like a house with lockable doors. You know, I got
all right. So you lost your keys.
I know. It was just that sinking feeling because I was like an hour away from home and I could, but thank God I found them, but it took me about 20 minutes.
Ooh, where were they?
Well, when I take pictures, this is the worst thing that I do. I take a lot of photos and when I do, I just throw all my crap on the ground and then focus on, because I have, even though I wear like cargo shorts or whatever, by the time you have your wallet and your phone and your, so I just threw the keys down and then I walked off and then I thought, oh my God, where, and I found them. It was just curious if anybody else had that horrible feeling.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Somebody get Bill a tile for Christmas.
I do. I've had that feeling before where I actually put a jacket on and put my keys in the jacket instead of put them in my pants pocket. And then
you're going to say you had that feeling where nobody liked your story.
What's the point of this story?
No, there's no point.
I don't know.
There's no point, Bart.
I'm sorry I brought it up. All right, so we're going to play Family Feud today. We haven't done that in a couple of weeks, and I believe as we go around the room, it is Dan's turn to pick a partner. So, Dan, who would you?
Oh, my.
Who would you like as your partner today?
Let's see. I would like, I'll take Limey.
All right.
What's up, Dan?
So hey, Limey. Dan and Limey and Tim and Frank.
Bill.
So here's how this will work. Dan and Tim, you will face off for the right to play our first round. Are you ready? I will read you the survey question, and the first person that says their name gets the shot. You ready?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Had three or four Cleveland smacks already.
Well, that's okay. part of the charm. We asked 100 men, name something that's not easy to take off of a woman in the heat of passion.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Bra.
Number one answer.
Bra. Friend told me.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
How many of those are there, Bill?
How many bras?
No, how many answers?
Seven. There will be seven
total.
Do you
think we get seven, Frank, or
wow, seven? Wow, seven
six
answers.
Less.
Do I have the option of passing, or do Frank and I have to take it?
You can absolutely pass to Dan and Limey, and then they would have to get all of the answers before their three strikes are up.
I say I'm passing on this.
I agree.
Okay.
Cowards.
All right.
Wow. Well,
so to go to Dan and Limey. So Dan, we'll start with you. Name something that's not easy to take off of a woman in the heat of passion.
Her shirt.
Her shirt. That is number two on the list.
They call them blouses. Right.
Blouse. Yeah.
This is how old this question is. The shirt or turtleneck.
Turtleneck.
Wow.
Oh, man. It would be difficult.
Is that when the milkman comes?
Whoa.
Turtleneck. Oh, I get it. Turtle
okay. Down. Now to Limey.
Stockings or leggings?
Leggings? You're in America.
Yeah.
You're not in Great Britain.
He's hooking up with 65-year-olds.
Yeah. I can hear Limey go, oh, I'm having a tough time getting leggings.
I'm just trying to think, like, it's pretty easy to get the clothes off of women.
Well, you can laugh all you want, but that was answer number four.
Yeah,
there is leggings. Those are those
tight
pants.
What was the word,
pants?
Bill? On your
I do not have to disclose what the word is.
I would like to know what the word was.
The word was as nylons.
Okay.
Yeah. Same thing.
There you go.
Okay. Dan, back to you.
All right.
You have no strikes.
Cool. I will say pants.
Pants number three.
Yeah.
Number three. And no strikes. Back to Limey.
Those are
three
the
left.
Ones.
Yeah. Three left.
Name
something that may not be easy to take off of a woman in the heat of passion.
A button-up dress?
No.
Nope.
Idiot.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Dan.
Idiot. Okay. Underwear.
That is number five.
That is not hard to get off.
Well, speak for yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right. One strike. Back to Limey.
Back to me.
Two left. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Two left.
Shoes?
Nope.
Idiot.
Two strikes.
Idiot, you're going down.
Two strikes. Dan.
Okay, let's see.
Name something that may not be easy to take off a woman in the heat of passion.
I would say jewelry.
That is also on the list. That's number six.
Man. Dan, keeping us alive, man.
Why do you have to take jewelry off?
I don't know.
Who cares?
So you don't get hurt.
Maybe it depends on where the jewelry is located.
Yeah, true.
You'd have one of those, you know, those...
Man, I'm going to fail this.
Whatever they...
All right, so six
collars.
Answers have been mentioned, and we have one left and one strike left, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Limey. This one is tough.
Okay. I'm going to go over the time period here, since you said that there was, like, a turtleneck on there. A corset? Is that on there?
Oh, good.
Corset?
Corset? It's not 1850.
Yeah, Family Feud wasn't around in the 1800s. Right. I'm sorry. That is your third strike. Now it goes to Frank and Dan. So in order to win, Frank and Tim, you have to get what was the number seven. The only four people said this in the survey of 100 men.
But if they don't get it, then the point comes back to us.
If they don't get it, you guys win the round.
Okay.
Well, the choices we have left, Frank, are prosthetic leg... wig, teeth, coat,
wig,
glasses.
Hang on. Here's the question again.
Sure. We asked 100 men, name something that may not be easy to take off of a woman in the heat of passion.
Wow.
Sorry, that prosthetic leg's a real mother, but I doubt four people said that. Bra, shirt, pants, legging, underwear, jewelry. That's what they've all said. Mm-hmm. I mean...
You got to get the last two.
Just one.
There's only seven?
Yeah. No, there's eight.
Mm-hmm. What was the seventh one then?
Seven.
There's seven total.
Oh, seven.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that...
Okay, I'm going to need an answer.
Yeah, you know, whenever you're ready.
Glasses or wig?
Tick-tock.
I don't know. Coat?
Tick-tock.
Okay, say one.
I say we go coat.
That's going to be your answer?
Yeah. Coat?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tim actually said it out loud. The answer was glasses.
Oh!
Glasses?
Yes. That's not difficult to take glasses off.
It's not difficult at all to take off.
You guys yell at me.
Well, you said
answer
difficult to take off.
I can take a bar with one
that
hand.
That is, so. Yeah, that's on the list. Someone said that. That's four that. People, in fact, said that.
I can take a bar with
one
hand.
We get the point. You get. You guys win the round.
That was all right. You, Dan.
Okay. All right. One for Dan and Limey, none for Tim and Frank. Okay. Next, we go to Frank and Limey.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Ready.
No, Frank and Tim.
No.
Frank and
Limey. Right, we're challenging each other. Right.
Please don't ruin my game.
Yeah. Sorry, Dan.
We're past that, Bill.
Too late. Okay, here we go. Name a circus performer who, if they sneezed in the middle of their act, may die.
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Whatever you call the woman who hangs by her teeth in the circus.
No, it doesn't count. Limey.
No, it does count.
But doesn't
she's
count.
A circus performer, and she hangs and spins
What's
hanging by her teeth.
What's I know
the
what
name?
He's talking
trapeze
about.
Trapeze artist.
Teeth hanger?
I know what
okay.
he's talking
all right,
about.
Hold on. Calm down, everyone. All right, so trapeze artist is on the list, but it is not number one. So, Limey, you guess the number one answer. On
a tightrope walker?
That is number one.
Woo!
Brother.
That is number
Although
one.
Although I do like teeth hanger. I think that's a pretty good circus performer.
Oh, man. I mean, what do you want to do with this one?
Okay.
How many answers
are
there?
How many are there?
So seven, just like before.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. These all have seven.
So we've heard two of them.
You have?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's five left.
Yep.
Limey, what do you want to do? You want to go for it or pass it to them?
I say we go for it. I don't know. Wait. Pass it to them, let them answer all of it, and then we'll try and collect the last two answers. Okay. Whatever it is.
All right. All so right. Tim and Frank. Let's start with Tim.
And
Tim,
repeat the question, please.
Sure.
Again.
Name a circus performer who, if they sneezed in the middle of their act, might die.
Who's up? Me or Frank?
You, Tim.
The lion tamer.
That is number four. Good job. Yeah.
I don't know how that would kill you. If you're
well, you're just sticking your head
in
the
lion.
He's going to chomp down on
okay.
it.
Uh-huh. No strikes. Now to Frank. What do you think?
Wow. Circus performer. Sneeze, you might die. I can't even think of that many. The women who ride standing on horseback. I don't know.
You're thinking of a Stampede, but Dolly Parton. No, that, I'm sorry, a strike for you.
Tim. Hard.
So tightrope walker and lion tamer and trapeze is generic just acrobat on there?
No.
Good.
Which number was trapeze?
Trapeze.
Yeah, the one that like
in America we call it trapeze.
Trapeze. Oh, trapeze.
That was the number two answer.
That was the number two.
And you right. said the number one, which was tightrope.
All right.
Okay. Frank. You have one strike, I believe. Two strikes.
The long yeah, two I went strikes. To the circus. I can't remember what the circus acts are. Fire Eater.
Yeah, that's
on the
list. Number six.
Wow.
Number six.
Still alive.
Okay.
The Axe Thrower.
That's a good answer, but that's not on the list. I'm sorry. Yeah. So now it goes back to Dan and
Can I get the first one?
So you have, repeat the question. Name a circus performer who, if they sneezed in the middle of their act, might die.
Sword Swallower.
That is on the list, and you are the winner.
Ah, oh,
man.
Go Army!
Man.
Okay.
What number was that?
2-0. Do you want to do one more? You got
to
go.
No, I'd rather the final score be 2-1 than 3-0. So let's do it again.
Let's do one more. Okay. Now this is a question they ask of women. Okay. So they ask the women.
Okay,
name something
is
you
this
don't.
Dan?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Name something you don't like your man looking at while you're talking to him.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Other women.
Yes. Sorry, yeah, number two. That's number two, though. So, Tim, sorry.
This is easy, man.
Oh,
easy.
Something that women don't like men to okay, look here, at when they're talking?
Let me ask
this
it again.
This is so easy.
We asked 100 women, name something you don't like your man looking at while you're talking to him.
You know what
your is. Breasts.
Yeah. That is number one.
Yes, yeah, that's so easy. Thank you. Way to go.
You know what they have is this is not a joke. I'm reading this verbatim. And I think these came from the show. I don't know what season. The answer says, my bouncy melons. All right, so we have the number one and the number two answer gone. So now we go to Frank. You have no strikes.
Something women don't like to look at while they're talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sporting event.
That is number four. Yes, sports. Mm-hmm. Tim.
The TV.
TV and sports was the same answer.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't say that, or I wouldn't have said TV, of course.
We'll try. We'll go. I'll let you go.
The dog.
What? No, I'm sorry. There is no way that I can accept that. Strike one. Frank. Don't like your man looking at while you're talking to him.
Their private area?
No, I'm sorry. Two strikes. All right, Tim. Last shot here.
God. The wall?
No, I'm we're sorry. Dead. That is we're dead. Great. All right.
We're dead.
What do you think? Lime and Dan, your last.
Oh, boy, Lime. What right. do you.
So, what options did, like, did they come up with?
Yeah.
They got the bouncy melons.
Boobs.
They got that one.
Boobs. What number was
other
that?
Other women.
Oh, other women.
Mm-hmm.
And
sports.
Sporting
events.
Sports. And that's pretty much it, you're right?
They got three. You missed. Oh, McEnroe. Give me hints. Go ahead.
No, they got three. One,
yep.
two, three. Mm-hmm. Oh, crap.
Talk it out. Let's go.
Idiot.
Newspaper?
Your answer is the newspaper?
Yeah, I'm trying to go on the time period here. Big bouncy melon, so I figured it wouldn't be cell phone.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. You are wrong.
Nice.
So Frank and Tim get a point, though. Here are the other answers. I cannot believe none of you said this. The phone. Your phone.
Oh,
looking at your phone.
At your phone.
I was going to say that.
No,
you weren't.
Yeah, sure you were.
No, you
weren't. I just said it.
Computer, video games, and the floor.
The floor?
Tim wasn't too far off. He said the wall.
Well, connected to the floor. Sort of.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
there you go.
Let's give them a gracious round of applause.
Thank you.
You won. Congratulations.
These were good.
Oh, the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Man,
yeah.
I can't think.
I'm Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
You know, they may act like they don't want you looking at their boobs, but they like it.
Mm-hmm.
If you stare at their boobs when they're talking to you, they love it.
They put them out there.
Sure they do.
Yeah, they're private areas.
Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. More at windowworldstlouis.com. Part of this is because of this COVID thing, but you've probably noticed now in public restrooms, there are fewer hand towels and more of these blowers. Can these things be any louder? It's like a, if you notice, it's like a jet engine. You wash your hand, you go over. I mean, you almost need like an ear protection for these.
It was like that before COVID too. They've been putting more and more of those.
But they're as loud. It's like you're standing behind a jet plane.
I know.
Somebody needs to quiet these things down a little bit. Just a suggestion.
You better stop washing your hands and solve that problem.
That's a good way to solve it.
Yeah.
Mentioned earlier, Paul Simon is 79 today.
Wow.
Marie Osmond's birthday is today. She's 61. Now, when I think of a woman in her 60s, I don't think of Marie Osmond. Mm-hmm. She's really cute, and I think could pass any day for 45. My mother-in-law is 90 today.
Wow.
Jerry, if you're listening, happy birthday. Yeah, 90. We're going to celebrate tomorrow night. We'll go over to her house and take care of that. I like Eggos, the waffle, the frozen waffle. You put them in a toaster. Mm-hmm. So I'm making two this morning, and it just occurred to me, this is one of those things that over the last 50, 60, 70 years just hasn't changed. It's toasters. A toaster is pretty much still...
Yeah.
The same appliance, and you'd think somebody would have come up with another way to toast that's not those red coils.
Right.
That just seems archaic to me.
Remember when they came out with the four-slot toaster?
Yes.
Oh, that was huge.
Oh, that was, oh, man.
Have you seen the new ones now? They got, like, it's just a two-slot, but it's, like, a foot long. So you can get, like, three or four pieces in each
slot. Let me show people what you're talking about. Foot long. Here's what it's talking about right here. That's a foot right there.
And they have them the size now for bagels and stuff like that.
Lighter, yeah. And then lastly, Limey brought this to my attention after the show yesterday, and I had no idea. There's a thing on our Facebook page that I posted where I'm firing a Smith & Wesson 500 handgun.
Cannon.
It's a hand cannon.
Yeah.
It's a huge handgun. And then yesterday, Lyman says, oh, did you know that you have had 67,000 views on that? I said, what? 67,000 views of that video.
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea. So thank you, all of you, 67,000 people who looked at that video.
And also, your wife's, the two pictures of her in the kitchen are on our Facebook page.
Okay, rare. Catch them while you can. There may never be another photo like these ever, ever to exist. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
So it's back to school. Kids are back in class. This joke is at least about a school where kids go to school and not get taught at home. So the first week of school, the teacher likes to do what she calls getting to know you week, where the kids kind of get to know each other and the teacher gets to know the kids. And she just sort of wants to know about them, their families and their homes and, you know, just get to know each other. So this particular day, she calls on Sandra and she says, Sandra, tell us a little bit about your family, your mom, your dad, if you have any siblings. She says, well, my mom is a police officer. She goes, well, that's a great thing. We love the police. What about your dad? She says, my dad's an accountant. And she says, brothers, sisters? And Sandra says, well, I have a brother and two sisters. She goes, well, that's great. Sounds like a wonderful family. Gina, how about you, mom, dad, siblings? Gina says, well, my mom is a housewife, and my dad's a plumber. And she said, what about brothers and sisters? She says, I have a sister, just a sister, no brother. She goes, well, that sure sounds like a wonderful family. Ernie, what about you? Ernie says, well, my mom is a secretary for a really big company. She's like executive secretary. It's a big job. And my dad's a professional magician. He's not just a magician. My dad's a really great magician. In fact, his specialty is the sawing someone in two. In fact, he's considered to be like the best in the world at that. She says, well, what about siblings? He goes, well, I have two sisters and I have two brothers, rather, and a half-sister.
Here's a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice, continue their dream of education, or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Accident cleared from the right shoulder westbound 70 at 141. Still seeing volume westbound 70 through 4064. Traffic easing up westbound 4064 between 364 and I-70. We had a tree reported across the road westbound, or rather northbound, U.S. 61 at Wentzville Parkway. A stall on the Teshon Ferry ramp to southbound 270. And an accident eastbound Illinois 111 at Park Road. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Don't mess with big box stores or unreliable delivery from out of state when it comes to the PPE that you need. Instead, work with Marco Bertarelli of family-owned local staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Masks, hand sanitizer, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Bertarelli has it all. They even cut plexiglass to your exact needs so your business can get back to serving the community. Contact Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply today by emailing Marco at BertarelliCo.com or calling 314-664-4000.
This year has caused us to start asking the tough questions when it comes to our financial futures. And Joe Roussevens of FRA Trust is one of the most credentialed people in his field. His team is the best at income planning, estate planning, and managing taxes. They have the experience dealing with people from all walks of life. Don't be one of the 62% of people that don't have their affairs in order. Get these secrets before it's too late. Claim Joe Roussevens' dynamic new best-selling book, Take a Step, at TaxFreeStep.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
Our next guest comes to us from Dallas, Texas, as he does every day. And every day he's brought to you by Annie Guns, that's a restaurant, and the Smokehouse Market, which is next door. They are closed only on Monday, which means, let me see, oh, today is a Tuesday, so they're not closed, because they're closed again only on Monday. They're in Chesterfield Valley. Pretty much everything else is, well, they're east of most everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Let's put it that way. Easy to find. Look for the bronze pig out front of the Smokehouse Market. And you will need reservations if you're going to have lunch or dinner at Annie Guns. You just have to have. You have to have reservations. I'm sure that on some rare occasion you might get lucky and somebody didn't show. But make reservations. And here's the other thing. When you go to lunch or dinner at Annie Guns, please step next door and check out the Smokehouse Market. It will become a regular stop for you, and gift cards are always a great idea. From Dallas, Texas, here is Mike Evans. Six minutes and 35 seconds starting now. It's all yours.
I got a lot of TV news, odds and ends, and a bizarre sex story for you today.
All right.
Do I have your attention?
You got it.
Starting off in England, Britain's Got Talent is huge, and after the original 10 weeks, they always have a three-night Christmas special of the best of the contestants, but not this year. Although being kept quiet, there's been a flash outbreak of coronavirus at the studios, and that has resulted in the Christmas special being canceled. It was scheduled to start rehearsals next week. By the way, the Britain's Got Talent sidebar, regarding Simon Cowell's broken back, there's a story that he walks 10,000 steps a day. However,
and there's always a however in life.
He did not return back to work at Britain's Got Talent as he said he was going to. In fact, I keep hearing that Simon's going to need at least two more surgeries and he is in constant pain. And you don't really see him out in public either, so I don't believe that story that he's walking 10,000 steps a day. Weird story out of Anchorage, Alaska, just broke on Monday about a top-rated NBC TV anchor, her name is Maria Athens, having a kinky affair relationship with the married Anchorage mayor, Berkowitz. And Hollywood's already sent showrunners up there to try to get a TV movie deal, and the anchor was arrested the day the story broke for assaulting her general manager, who she was also having an affair with at the same time.
Nice. Whoa, now you got something.
Did I mention it was going to get kinky on me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's also a biopic in the works about the richest king in the world. He is the king of Thailand, King Maha Vallelongkorn, worth $70 billion.
He's aiming to be him.
Longkorn.
He is called the most loved and the most hated man in the country. A lot of secrecy regarding this project. TV ratings nugget on Sunday. NFL football dominated the ratings, including beating the crap out of the L.A. Lakers-Miami Heat NBA championship game. Nobody cares about the NBA anymore.
Apparently not.
Nope.
They really don't. Little show business. Business. There's been a complete reorganization in the Disney Corporation. Films, streaming, television, movies, products, the parks, everything reorganized. And for the first time, there are no Disneys involved. No Disney family members in the business anymore. The Disney family, however,
and there's always a however in life,
gets 3% of the profits. And Disney Corporation is worth $130 billion.
Wow.
Well, now, hang on here. $130 billion, 3%. That would be your yearly income. 3% of $130.
$17,000
they get.
Whoa. Wow.
That's nice. That's a nice hunk of change.
Yeah.
$17,000.
Yeah. See, it's a bit that we do where we always
it's a
act
joke,
like,
Mike.
Yeah, it's a joke. Like,
it's a
we
joke.
Always mess up our calculations.
Oh,
Sounds like Joker.
Huh?
Yeah.
Odds and ends, Khloe Kardashian admits that she spends $100,000 a month just on facial procedures to make her feel confident.
Okay, hold on a minute. $100,000 a month? What do you do to your face for $100,000 a month?
I brush my teeth and put on a frickin' hat. Yeah. That's what I do. It costs that much, just telling you the way it is.
Would you be embarrassed to tell the world that you waste that kind of money?
Yup.
I would.
It's ridiculous. A lot of people, including me, were surprised that Chris Christie was released from the hospital, apparently beating the coronavirus. They say overweight is the biggest cause of death for people with coronavirus. Plus, he had asthma. Plus, he's diabetic. 60 pounds overweight. How did he make that through? I don't
Lucky.
Know.
Lucky.
California Governor Gruesome, Gavin Newsom, said he didn't care if Disneyland workers worked or not, that he was keeping it closed. So Disney spent the last month, the officials, adding huge precautions, making the park safe, shields for workers, masks provided for all visitors, sanitation stations every 100 yards, floor markings, and a lot more. Gavin says he doesn't care. He's going to keep it closed. He doesn't care what they did.
It's too bad they can't pick up Disney World and just move it and teach him a lesson.
Disneyland, rather.
Yeah. It really is.
More proof about this California Governor Gruesome. But God, I hate this son of a bitch. Just the worst. So, Newsom demanded that the factory, the California prison for women in Chino, stay open so that the prisoners continue to make 35 cents an hour to making coronavirus masks, which the state makes money on. Despite the coronavirus outbreak at the workshop in the prison, resulting in several of the prisoners dying of coronavirus.
Weird.
I mean, don't you find that unbelievable?
Not for anybody in California, no. They're nuts.
Makes the women's prison stay open and make the masks that the state makes money on, making coronavirus masks, and a coronavirus breaks out in where they're making the mask, and prisoners are dying, and he still won't close it.
California.
Enough to make me want to stink on me. I don't think you want me stinking.
No.
You know better than that. And Katy Perry had a baby. Katy Perry had a baby a month ago and a half ago. Body's already 90% back. Last week, outside a Pacific Palisades restaurant, Katy excused herself, saying that she had sprung a leak.
Uh-oh.
Pulled out her breast pump and headed to the restrooms. Says that her breasts are so big that they are always leaking.
Yeah, five seconds. Something to leave us thinking about. 2 seconds. I won't be able to get that image out of my head. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Ken, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
The Illinois Fighting Illini play here, the home of the Fighting Illini in St. Louis.
KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Series going on right now in Arlington, Texas. The Atlanta Braves and the LA Dodgers currently scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. Clayton Kershaw scratched from his Dodgers start due to back spasms. Tony Gonsolin filling in quite nicely as he has gone three innings so far. Struck out four, no walks, no hits allowed. In fact, no hits so far in this contest for either side. Ian Anderson so far has struck out two and two and a third for the Braves. Coming up later, 8:40 Eastern Time in San Diego, it'll be Tampa Bay and the Houston Astros. Game three of their series in the ALCS. The Rays lead it 2-0. Ryan Yarbrough will start for Tampa against Houston's Jose Urquidy. But that's not all. No, we have a special Tuesday night edition of the NFL. Due to coronavirus delays, Buffalo taking on Nashville. Getting started now. I'm Ralph Irvin.
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married. One